It's time for Freak's Pick. It's the key game, matchup, or event to look out for in sports this weekend.
We start tonight with a little NBA action. You have the Indiana Pacers taking on the Houston Rockets. Indiana is the number one seed in the East right now. Houston, number three in the West. And Houston is behind San Antonio in their division, but two of the top seeds in both conferences.
And since January 1st, no team in the NBA has a better record than the Houston Rockets.
Yeah. They've been playing some good ball lately. Just beat the Heat, and the Heat had a bad run, I guess, in the state of Texas recently, where they lost to the Rockets and the Spurs. But and then Indiana is the team that the Heat are chasing, and they kind of have fallen back to the pack a little bit here in the last couple of games.
Do you think that game, Charlotte, two nights ago, maybe they were looking ahead of that to Houston? I know you don't see it as much with veteran teams or NBA games, but – Charlotte's not a good team, and Indiana definitely has a chance to win it, but they laid an egg against them.
I don't think they were looking ahead. I think it's just one of those things where the NBA season is so long, how it wears on you. And the same thing with the Heat. They've taken and they played some of the better teams here recently where they've lost, but I've seen them lose focus and lose to teams that they shouldn't have lost to.
Right.
And then tomorrow, want to go over to the ESPN family of networks. You got some conference tournaments going on. The Big South.
Are you going to the ESPN3 family of networks?
We'll see. But the Big South has a team in High Point that, you know, we've seen earlier in the season. But I can tell you now that High Point won't win their championship. They were beaten by Winthrop in the quarterfinals, 62-60. And Winthrop is a team that we've seen the NCAA tournament in the past. So their championship game is going to be on Sunday. And it's always exciting to see some of these smaller conferences when the tickets start to get punched.
Winthrop, their previous head coach, well, it might not be this year, but Greg Marshall was at Winthrop
right
before he went to Wichita State.
Is High Point an automatic bid, though?
No.
So they don't make the tourney now, even though they won their regular season. I was wondering if that hurts Arkansas. Because teams like that now, but they weren't, so, okay.
Right.
NIT.
And, Trey, you gave me a nice transition there. The next one I was going to look at is the Missouri Valley Conference, and Wichita State is in the semifinals, and that's going to be Saturday. They're going to take on the winner of Missouri State, Illinois State. Like I said, ESPN Family and Networks, you should be able to find it somewhere. And then if they are able to advance through the semifinals, then the championship game is on Sunday as well. And my pick is the Arkansas Razorbacks against Alabama, and that's going to be Saturday, ESPN3 at 3 p.m., and it's the final regular season game for the Razorbacks.
Go Hogs on the road at Tuscaloosa.
I would love to see them as a 10 seed against a 7 seed St. Louis team. That would be a great game.
Or an 11 seed.
Be 10-7, right?
10 would play 7.
Yeah.
Yes. 11 would play
11, 6. 12-5, yeah.
That would be interesting.